You are now about to witness a movement like none other. Some call it the best show in the country.
That's why, you know, I always comment positively on how good of a show you have, and I'm sincere about that.
Some call it the biggest inspiration on radio.
Dr. White, it's you. It's not them. It's not the callers. It's you. I said Dr. White is too much.
We call it Power Talk. On News and Talk 1380 WAOK. And now your hostess, Lorraine Jacques White.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
So hard makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me with a mind to ride and to hype me. It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such, and this is a beat you can't touch. I told you.
It's 7-Eleven this beautiful Thursday morning. 55 degrees, Power Talk time, 404-892-2703 is our number. You can also email me at DearLorraine1380 at gmail.com, tweet me at Lorraine1380, or Facebook me at Lorraine J. White. This is what we're talking about this morning. The overall umbrella topic is Get Down Day at the Senate under the dome yesterday. I mean, they called it Crossover Day. It went down in this dome yesterday. The Georgia Senate passed a lot of bills yesterday, and you won't believe. I'm telling you, black parents, black women, protesters, weed heads, pregnant women, you are all in big trouble. And I'm going to cover all of the bills that passed on yesterday right now. We are talking about the bills that would require welfare recipients to be in a personal development program. That means learn how to get your hair done. Go to school to be an electrician. Get your GED. You must be involved in personal development. Part-time job. Doing something. Also, we're talking about everybody that receives welfare. You must be drug-free. That means no more weed, because you don't know when the drug test is going to come. Weed free. And listen at this one. Oh my goodness. Are you going to be absolutely upset when you hear about this bill? It says, now listen, y'all know we've been protesting. Troy Davis, we were always out there. Denarlo Wilson, we were always out there. No more protesting for free. Pay. Listen at this. There's an anti-union and anti-protest bill that passed yesterday that would turn, check this out, non-violent civil disobedience, that's what we've been doing, into a felony punishable by prison for 1 year and a fine of $10,000 for organizations and a $1,000 fine for individuals. It also has provisions intended to weaken unions. Do you hear this? So that means that the protests, I mean civil disobedience, Occupy Atlanta, a protest for Troy Davis, a protest for Denarlo Wilson, the kind of things that we do not to be involved in any kind of violence, but to lift up our disagreement with something that's going on. You're not going to be able to do it anymore unless you're going to pay a fine, go to jail, and if you're an organization, $10,000. And this is a felony, y'all. Oh, my goodness. 404-892-2703. Let's go to Fred. Hey, Fred. You're on Power
Talk. Good morning, Reverend Mike. How you doing?
Great. How do you feel about these new bills that passed yesterday?
Boy, they sound wonderful. Now, let me go through them for you real quick. Got some information for your callers. In Georgia, the majority of people who receive food stamps are white. In Georgia, the majority of people who smoke weed are white. So why y'all think this is a targeted bill toward black folks? Let's look at some of this. Now, first of all, listening to the news report you had on this morning, it said if you don't have a high school diploma, high school education, you have to go through the job skills training. Mm-hmm. If you got a master's degree, they're not going to be making you go learn how to be a nail technician. All right? So if, listen to the information, first and foremost.
How many if folks you think on welfare with a master's?
Probably not many, right? But the woman called in and said, I got a master's degree, and they're going to make me go take some more training. And nobody corrected her. No, you don't have to, sweetheart. Just go keep looking for a job. That's
well,
great.
She certainly doesn't need to be drug tested. She said she's...
Yeah, and Reverend White, you know, every single professional athlete just about nowadays has to be tested for steroids. Even though there's only, you know, there's some percentage of them that actually do it, but not all of them.
Fred, what about
but
the children? What about the children?
Reverend White, if you are so irresponsible a parent that you won't stop getting high for the sake of your children so you can keep your food stamps, your children should be taken away anyway. And Reverend White, I am not responsible for taking care of you. I know the Democrats have pushed that lifelong dependency so you keep Democrat voters. But, Reverend Mike, you are born with a responsibility to take care of yourself. Now, if for some reason, for reasons beyond your control, you get into a situation where you can't, then I don't mind helping you out on a temporary basis, Reverend Mike. And it's that woman who did everything right. I know a young man who was on Wall Street making six figures, big house. Everything fell apart for him and his wife, and now he's pretty much destitute. And it's all things beyond his control because the economy contracted. And so I don't mind him getting help. But my people need to be doing everything they can to get off as soon as you get off. So that includes getting skills, getting training, and not smoking weed. I am not paying for you to sit around getting high. If you want to sit around and get high, get a job and support yourself in that lifestyle.
Thank you, Fred. We appreciate your call so much. This morning it's 7:16. Temperature is 55 degrees. Lots of callers on the line. We're coming right to you on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit.